You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. We're back, You Know What, Dude, live. Welcome, everybody, to the show.
YKWD.
I started a social media podcast. The fact, the YKWD podcast.
YKWD is back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD.
This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up, you're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
Sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. Great. Mike, how you doing, Mike? Mushy Mike, Gabby, YKWD crew is here. This is post-apocalypto, apocalypse. It's all over. The world's coming to an end. The planet's fucking dying.
Yep, happy to be here.
Left-wing liberals were right. The right-wing people were right about buying guns. It's all true. We got Paul Verzi.
Bobby.
Up in Westchester, Bestchester, deep in the fucking woods. Holding up. We got, what'd you say, Gab?
I said he's safe. You guys are the only ones who are safe.
Well, we're safe. I mean, you know, we got Stavi baby right in Astoria.
That's right. In Queens, baby.
Yeah, Queens. He's getting fucking full pressed. Coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to flush. I'm just going to get it. I'm having dumplings every day. Dumplings and fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah,
I'm supporting.
You want to really impress me? Go to Chinatown, get some soup.
Yeah, I'm good.
You want to be tough? Go sip some broth downtown. Yeah, and of course Mike Calta, the safest of them all. He's got around 750 guns, 900 guitars. He's got a bunker, a mansion, a golf cart, a Sprinter, a fucking Mercedes, a hot wife, two good-looking kids, a pool, a fucking doodle dog, a turtle, and an alligator.
All right, Bobby. Jesus. All right, whatever.
You have a turtle?
I do. A tortoise, a 100-pounder.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. I've
also been eating at Pops since '89, so I'm immune to the virus.
Very nice.
You've been eating your tooth.
What's that?
Bobby looks like a minor league hockey player.
That's right. Just going out on a frozen lake. I don't even get to go on an indoor rink at all.
You're like the equipment kid fell on the way out to the ice.
Bobby, I love how you said that Mike is real safe because he's got a lot of guns. Like, guns are going to do shit to a virus.
Yeah.
Like, he's just going to start shooting the air.
It will, Verzi, in a couple weeks when shit goes down and
what's going to go down?
Watch what's going to go down.
Mass hysteria.
Weeks. Yeah. Watch what happens. Watch what happens in a couple weeks when this thing don't go away. And then the military rolls in and says, you can't leave. And exactly. Yeah.
That's a fucking
hell yeah, dude.
Bronx tale. Yeah, now you can't leave.
Yeah. Stavi has a fucking boomerang he got from Australia.
That's right. I'll be fighting people off with yo-yos, boomerangs, whatever I have at my discretion.
And that cute shoe rack you got behind you?
Yeah, I have a katana that I've been saving for this right now. With the ancient art of Japanese swordplay, I'll be safe.
You mean the ancient
art of ass play that you
if eating ass builds up your immunity, then I'll be out there, baby. I'll do whatever it takes to be safe.
Yeah, well, I'm on a diet right now. I mean, this must be horrific for you.
For me?
I mean, you can't chow down right now. You got to settle down, right?
No, I'm chowing. See, that's the thing, Bobby. I'm a hero, and I'm supporting our small businesses that have been hit by this by this economic downturn. I'm out here, these poor Chinese takeouts that have been hit by xenophobia and the disease, I'm supporting them by ordering lo mein 3 times a week. So what? I'm actually kind of on the front line. I'm kind of like a first responder, if you think about it. I'm getting dumplings every other day.
You're an essential worker.
That's exactly correct. I'm keeping the economy going.
I'm worse.
Your internet died.
Yeah, he's got 100 guns, but no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, he's got no Wi-Fi. He's got 100 guns, but he can't watch fucking Netflix. Fucking asshole.
Sell some of those automatic rounds and get a fucking LAN cable.
What I say was, is I'm eating everything in the fucking house and I become like creative. I'm baking. Nice. I'm making stuff with dough. I'm just bored and cooking.
I love it.
That sounds like a new show you can do on Instagram Live like every other cocksucker.
That's got to end. I would rather watch another Instagram Live stand-up show. Let the Lord put me on a respirator.
Well, you know, Mark Norman did one today that was pretty funny. He went out in the streets and started just doing Corona jokes to people.
Was he 6 feet away? That would be so fucking funny if Mark gets it by doing his fucking jokes. Going fucking Instagram great. Live.
Make me so happy just to see him on a respirator, still trying to do jokes. Yeah, I feel like John Travolta, the boy in the bubble. Yeah. I wish I had some bubble gum. My breath is bad inside this.
I love Mark, but that's a dumb thing he's doing. Like,
he's
not going out there doing that shit.
100%. I mean, unless he's in a hazmat suit.
Unless he gets it and carries it and gives the Joe list, then we'll be good.
that podcast just went down on both.
Yeah.
It'll be Tuesdays with Corona.
That's right.
Bobby, why did you say today's weird?
I don't know. Today was a weird day. I haven't been feeling good. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't think.
Are we on the last YKWD ever?
No.
People just applauded. Paul, did you just move away from your camera?
I think I moved my phone further.
That's Italian science right there. I'm not trying to get it through the fucking phone.
I'll be honest with you, man. I've been under the weather. I'm not feeling good either.
Uh-oh. Fuck. I'm the only safe one. I've been building up my immunity in this dirty ass neighborhood.
Yeah, because you've been eating fucking ass for fucking 3 years. Strange broads from your show.
That's true.
The coronavirus nice started sampling. To go into you and was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Can chlamydia kill the coronavirus?
He's been eating Chinese stink wrinkle for 3 years, building up immunity.
That's right. Once I heard this was happening, I took a ticket to Wuhan and ate everybody's pussy that I could find 8 months ago. And I've been fine ever since.
Even in a couple of Shih Tzu assholes out there.
I went down on a couple of pangolins just to build up my immunity.
That's the fucking animal. Nobody can remember the fucking dumb pangolin. Who eats a pangolin?
What if they're so fucking delicious? What if you had a bite and you were like, I get it. No, it makes sense. I would 100% be.
I'd let bat shit drip right on its head and fucking fry it. Is that pangolin so good?
Yeah.
There's no way pangolin is that good. There's nothing, it can't be. It's not. There's no way. We after this is all done, we're trying pangolin.
We're gonna have a little pangolin stir fry after this.
We should all go to Wuhan. Where is it again?
Oh, Wuhan.
Wuhan. Yeah, there's a pangolin. Oh, why would you ever eat
what
that?
What is that?
That's what they say. A bat bit one of these fucking things.
Yo, these Chinese fucking dudes, can we be honest for a second? Listen, I mean, Paul, can we be honest Paul. For a second? No, Paul, listen. Stop.
We're going to come out of this. People are going to start blogging again at some point. Listen. Relax.
Listen. This is a lie.
I'm not saying anything bad, and I'm not saying anything that's like racist against these Chinese motherfuckers. What I'm saying is... These dudes will eat shit that I'm just like, it's like, just get a chicken leg. Like, why are you eating
that? I don't know, man. That looks kind of delicious. I got to be honest with you. It looks like it pulls apart. You pull.
Fuck you. It looks
like a tire bone on the highway.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's
terrible.
It's awful. And listen, they may look at lasagna and the shit that we eat as like, what are these guys doing? Yeah. I don't know. Like,
no one looks at lasagna. Like, it's
gross.
Fuck that.
No, I'm out.
Dude, listen,
I'm out.
Dude. Listen.
Yo, but I think they eat like don't they eat snake and shit too?
Yeah.
Fucking they eat snake in Florida though. They eat fucking crocodile jerky in Tallahassee.
What's that vegetable that you can only eat the little
edamame.
Edamame.
No, it's like this. It looks like a big ball.
Artichoke.
Those look like artichokes.
They do look like artichokes.
It looks like a little artichoke. And here's the thing. It must be a pain in the ass to get through that fucking dragon skin.
Yeah. It's like, that's like,
you know what I mean? There's no way that
gives you fucking magical powers.
Yeah, a chicken, you pluck a little thing. Yeah.
That's maybe that's why they, for spells, dude.
Yeah,
for
kung fu.
Yeah. If you could shoot fireballs out of your hand, but you have to eat a pangolin steak, would you do it? 100%.
Right now,
what other clan
is killing people right now? They're just kicking ass. What'd you say, buddy? Sorry.
No, what other like cultures eat stuff that are is just totally something that we don't touch on?
African
in the United States.
African cultures.
I've eaten camel jerky before. It's called basturma. It's like a Middle Eastern thing.
You assholes add a great name to everything and we'll eat it. Try this. It's gusho matados. It's human fucking asshole wrinkle.
Pig asshole tastes like calamari, actually.
What?
Yeah. They did a study where you rinse out a pig's rectum and you chop it up and it looks like little calamari circles and it tastes just like calamari.
Yeah.
They always say that though, because I was in Jacksonville, Florida, and I had alligator nuggets, and they were like, "What does it taste like? Chicken, right?" I was like, "No, it tastes like fucking reptiles. It's disgusting." that's what it tastes like.
Well, there you go. You answered your own question. Fucking Florida. Florida is just like China. When's the Tallahassee flu coming?
Florida eats. We eat fucking American animals here, America.
My reptiles speak English, buddy.
Right. White snakes speak English.
They got here legally, my reptiles that I eat for sport.
It is a little fucking nuts, though. If you look at that spectrum of things that they're eating in that wet market, it's just like, oh,
dude, it's wet like ferrets and shit. It's gross.
It's fucking, it's pretty nuts.
Dude. I love how
they're just in the corner. They just have a dog any American would pay $2,500 from a kennel for. They just have it right on the menu.
Dude, I saw a guy. He had a dog in a pot of soup, and it was barking.
You sure it wasn't taking a bath?
No. If he was taking a bath, his master was using a ladle with boiling water.
What's your source here? What's the news outlet that put this out?
Yeah, where did you? Hey, what's up, buddy? You want to say hi? Come here. Max wants to say hi.
Oh, Max.
Yeah, Max.
What's up, buddy?
You know they've eaten little kids over there before.
Hey, Max. What's up, buddy?
Stavi, baby. Paul Verzi.
Hey, dude.
Gabby. What's up, buddy?
Look, we're brothers. Hey, look at our teeth. What's up, Max?
Nothing.
Check it out. I like your tooth situation, buddy. Yeah, you got the same thing going on.
Yeah, except he's 36 years older.
30, thank you very much. 31.
You look like my dad.
What an insult.
Got him.
How about this? Right.
And bye, guys.
Bye, buddy.
He just dabbed on the way out. He dabbed on the way out. Shut the door, kid. Take the dog, please. I'll put her in. Yep, why don't you put her in a pot? Nothing. I love you. No, goodbye, Bubba. I look like you. I lost 30 pounds. My head's thinner. Listen.
Nice little thin head. I'm just getting fatter over here.
Well, you know, it's I'm actually losing weight. I'm under 200. I mean, 300.
Mm. Oh, now. I was going to say, holy shit.
Yeah.
You need a new camera if you're under 200.
Under 200.
His legs are really skinny, guys. You can't. His thighs are two things.
I made a mistake. Shut the fuck up. Calta goes, you got a great camera. What'd you say?
There's a 4-week lag on your internet. That's what's going on.
Stop. What is that? A 3-gallon liter?
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay fucking hydrated, baby.
Yeah. Oh my God. Just drink more. Just get another cup.
Nah, I need one thing to drink all day or I won't do it.
Why did Verzi just switch to some creepy photo of him?
What?
What was that? Did you just go somewhere?
That's no, a bar.
Verzi, turn your phone sideways so you can be like us.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Paul's coming straight off the phone.
Straight off the phone.
Looks like Paul's about to sext us. Paul's about to pull out his cock out and jerk off on cam.
He really does. He just has his, if you look up high, he just brings his phone up. You can see his butt knuckles. speaking out.
Paul's about to ask us what we're wearing.
is that the guest bedroom?
Yep.
Okay.
Love yeah. It.
Love you that. Can always tell the guest bedroom because it's just neutral.
Nothing on the walls.
Yeah.
Any comforter?
You ever stay in somebody's guest bedroom? Calta has a good one because you have a king bed, which is nice. Great.
And a coffee maker.
He's got a coffee maker, king bed, and a walk-in shower.
Holy shit.
And about, I mean, yeah, he's got a whole other compound.
That's a setup, baby.
But sometimes you stay in somebody's like guest bedroom. It's a queen bed or a full.
Yeah,
and just, you know, in some wicker dresser, fucking
outside furniture.
So true.
You just fucking lying there, waiting for the ghost of whatever aunt stayed in there when she died to fucking attack you in the middle of the night.
Books they've never actually read on the end table.
Yeah,
I remember we stayed at a hotel when I was doing comedy at the beginning. They checked us into this fucked up hotel. And yeah. I got to my room and it was all wicker furniture.
Oh, brutal.
And I was like, this place is haunted. There's no way. I mean, it's haunted. It's like out in Western Massachusetts. It was fucking frightening. And then all of a sudden I'm sitting, there was a fly like this big, the size of a quarter, just going, you could hear it. It sounded like a bumblebee just going. And I go, this place is haunted. Right when I said that, it died midair and fell on my chest. I went down to the front desk. I checked the fuck out. I'm like, I'm out.
Where'd you sleep?
I went to another hotel. I was like, I'm out. I'm not staying here. No.
You weren't going to survive the night.
No, something. Listen, man, you go, this place is haunted and a fucking bumblebee fly dies on your chest.
Zzz, get out, Robert, zzz, while you still can.
Creepy. What happened to Gabby? Did she catch on fire?
Yeah, Gabby burned up.
All right, listen, Gab, stop peacocking. Just stay where you are, right?
I do like the flames. I'm jealous.
Oh, and take your hair out of that thing. We liked it better out.
When she got up to walk away, I went like this.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like Gabby looks like every third girl. The third lead in any rom-com from the
third?
Yeah, now you look like the first.
There you go.
Your hair's up, you look like the third. Like the guy, the girl that the guy winds up getting at the end, the little tomboy.
Oh. Wouldn't that be the first lead?
No.
The first lead, actually, technically.
What just happened?
I don't know. I tried to take it somewhere. Nobody went with me because I fucked up the third lead and the first.
I was with you. I was waiting, but you know.
Yeah, I failed. Look, sometimes I fail.
It's all right.
Sometimes that's I
humility.
Fail.
And knowing that is humility, and we can build from that.
Yeah, knowing that
good,
is.
Bob.
What's that?
You look good.
Bob, you look like the first scene in a movie.
Yeah.
Well, how long you been locked up? Bob, you look good. Can you not say that while you're lying on your belly?
Yeah, can you not lick your lips and tell Bobby he looks good?
I can see the weight loss.
I don't want you straddling. I don't want you straddling somebody, a guest pillow. You look good, Bob. fucking assholes. I'm on the verge though of breaking my diet. My wife made banana bread the other day.
Why would you do that now?
I don't know, because I'm trapped in a house for another 2 months.
Dude, this is taking out heavy people left and right.
True.
What the fuck does that? What?
Obesity. I started worrying because obesity is the second. Obesity. After age, it's obesity.
All right. Can I say something right now to both of you? First of all, you, Chuck.
First, I never said obese.
I know you didn't, but fucking did. Fatso did, and I don't like it.
I'm sorry. What do you want me to say? You want me to tiptoe around it?
Well, you first of all,
that's hard on my calves.
Don't take my joke. That was my joke.
I'm warming up. I had to slide in.
Damn it. I wanted one too.
Don't telegraph it, Bobby. Don't telegraph it next time.
I really did get excited. As soon as you said tiptoe.
Me too. We all did.
I pictured a little baby cartoon elephant with a twinkle.
Fuck.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. But it's hard because there's so much shit food. The only food that you can stock up on is garbage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can't, you know, you can't stuck up on unhealthy shit because it goes bad. So right. It's all like Cheez-Its and crackers and cereals and soups and all kinds of shit. I can't have that much stuff. You know, the only saving grace is that Don hooked up with this farm. Will's, I forget the name of it, something farm. And they ship us these meats, nice. You know, custom meat. Good idea. Yeah. So I just got an order of meats and like big fucking steaks from a cow up in Westchester. You know what I mean?
We got chicken, beef, pork, all that stuff. And just put it in the freezer. But like, you can only eat so much of that. Like, I'm trying to not eat all that frozen shit with the kids. Cause you know, the kids eat like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little hard. You know, Max and Donna sitting there eating fucking pancakes and cereal. And I'm having, you know,
what are you having? Oatmeal? Well,
no, I can't have oatmeal. I can't have grains. I'm not eating grains. So it's
having hard to shit.
Huh?
Is it hard to shit?
No, I've been shitting a lot because I think I've been sick.
I love Mike Calta, how he asked that question with such sincerity.
Well, I've been on the Atkins diet. Day three, the fucking cinder block through your asshole.
Tough.
No, I've been shit.
Take you seriously, Bobby, with a, you know, talking about being responsible right now with a fucking Oscar the Grouch t-shirt on.
Well, I'm grouchy. I've been very grouchy. I've been very grouchy lately at home.
Why?
Yell at your staff.
Here you are again, Mike, trying to divide and conquer, and I don't like it.
I'm not. You yell.
I haven't yelled at anybody. Nobody yells at anybody. I'm yelling at you right now.
I've been yelling at Gabby before she was even on.
I didn't yell at Gabby. Did I yell at you?
No, that wasn't yelling.
Thank you. That's a perfect. Gabby,
wink your eyes if he hurts you.
First of all, that's the first sign of abuse. No, that wasn't yelling.
You can see how bad it could get, you know?
Who do you yell at more, Mike or Gabby?
Who do you think?
Mike.
Yeah. Mike, of course. What is it? Yeah, look at him. Look at him. He's got a bunch of figurines in a box he has to sell.
Is that what that is? I thought it was like Christmas.
Big rent.
I thought those are sneakers.
No, that's fucking, that's Hellboy, fucking mm-hmm. Deadpool. Here he goes.
Sometimes I look at Mike when he's not talking and I go, he looks so sad. And then before just when I thought I was at its saddest, a cat walked by his head and I was like,
you know, I met Mike in San Antonio. He just showed up at my show and stood there. And then I came out and did like, I was like, hey, he's like, hi, how you doing? Just the way he's like, I'm like, yeah, was there any place to eat? He goes, yeah, I know a place. I go, this guy's going to either try to fuck me or kill me, but I'm going.
First, I'm fine.
This fucking lunatic takes me to it. What was the place you took me with the 5-pound honey bun? What was it?
Oh, Lulu's.
Take me to fucking Lulu's 24-hour diner in San Antonio. The chicken fried steak is literally this big. So I ordered a chicken fried steak this big, and then we got a honey bun. It's this tall and probably that round. It's, I don't know how much it was. And it, you know, you think it's going to suck. It was the best honey bun I've ever had. So you bite into it. I'm going to take a couple bites. Halfway through, you're just like, you can't feel your feet.
Yeah. Dude, remember you ate that like football filled with custard in Montreal?
What?
Dude, I'm going to tell this story. We were in, we were at the Montreal Comedy Festival and Bobby was like, what happened?
Oh, there it is right there. Oh, no, Mike geez. Was just, that's what we ordered. You can get that at fuck.
That looks fucking awesome.
24 hours a day. You can buy one of those.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You need to eat the kid.
Me and Mike did half of that.
Nice.
And then Mike took it home. Yeah, we were in Montreal and we went to
Germany. We were in Montreal and Bobby kept saying to me when we were at the hotel, he was going, hey, dude, Chinatown's got this great restaurant and then we could get this dim sum. And we kept talking about it. So finally one night, me and Bobby did our shows and we ventured off into Chinatown together. And he took me to this restaurant and we're walking back full, by the way, full.
Yeah.
And I mean, and
but real full, like
like way too much.
We ate way too much food.
Yeah. And So we walked past a bakery that was open still. And Bobby just curiously walked up to the glass, but then it turned into like a little kid seeing puppies in a window. Where he just goes, what's
I've seen
that
glimmer? I've seen that glimmer in his eyes.
Yeah, that he just goes, what's that? And like this like little kid boy, what's that? Hold on, let's just go in. And we walk in, and it's just one Asian dude and us. And they're looking at this thing that looked like a football made of dough. It was just gigantic. And it had like cream in it. And this tall Asian dude, I know it sounds funny. I remember the Asian guy was like a big dude, and he took it and he took a bite of it and got cream all over his mouth. And Bobby was staring at him. Bobby was staring at his face and waiting for the approval of the taste. Bobby's just mouth dropped, and Bobby goes, is it good? And the guy just looks at him, and the guy just looks at him and goes, uh-huh. And Bobby just goes, fuck it. And he bought this thing.
Hell yeah. He bought it off him. He bought the rest of it.
He was like,
that's our only one. He's like, I'll pay you double.
They wound up coming out with other ones. So I bought one. It was a football.
It was
cream in the middle, and it just showered with coconut. And I'm telling you right now, I ate that thing. I think I just pushed it into my mouth with one finger. I just went.
Cream's coming out of your ears and nose. You're just like.
I remember Virgie going, what? He's just looking at me like, what the fuck?
Yeah. When you looked at him and you go, is it good? You guys like locked eyes and had this moment.
Oh, this guy. He didn't want to look at me though. He kept like looking away. Like he just wanted to eat it quietly.
Yeah, because it looked like he wanted to bite his neck.
Yeah. Because it's the same energy as like a guy in a glory hole. You know what I mean? This is you're both doing your shameful addictions. That guy was just trying to eat, you know, shame eat by himself.
I've never done a glory hole.
No.
With Jen.
But
yeah.
Woo. You've done a glory hole, have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have.
I haven't. I would tell you if I did.
You never did a glory hole?
No.
No, but I saw this documentary on really interesting on YouTube today.
On your own phone about glory holes? Documentary.
Documentary I did. No, but it was about the Times Square in the 70s and 80s. And I remember just the tail end of it when I moved in the 90s.
Yeah.
And when I started coming out early 90s, it was still kind of going on. And I mean, they replaced, they had the windows, right? They basically had the windows. You could, you know, put a quarter in and it goes up, and the girl, she does all this stuff with dildos and stuff.
Yeah.
But then he goes, at some point in the 80s, they took the window out, and they just had,
hell yeah,
they just had a little one by one window you could just stick stuff in. And it became this perfect little window for prostitution. As soon as that window opened, you had a minute to negotiate what the fuck you wanted.
A minute.
And you had a minute, and then you had to put, I remember I did it with the first time me, Burr, Dane, Patrice, Bob Marley were all in New York, and Aldo Benny, we all went into one. It's this round room and with doors all like rooms all around it and little windows. And I remember we stuck our heads in, and I could see Billy and Patrice's head, and we were all like, what's up? And it was just naked women, like a genie bottle.
Wow.
That's what it looked like. And then you'd call them over and you'd tip them. And as the window's going down, you put another token in and it would go back up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I remember Patrice.
Did your dick caught in the window?
My dick didn't reach. I need a stepladder. But I remember one time when Patrice came in, he was like, I just remember my door opening and then being mushed up against the wall. He goes, Bobby, put a token in. I'm like, get out. I was screaming at him. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. He's
like, I got no money. Put a token in, you cocksucker. And I had to put my head just pushed out. Patrice was behind me. And then he was just ducking behind me. You could see his eyes. He goes, get that one over there, the big one, sitting down with the C-section. So I was like, excuse me, here's my head. I was like, ma'am, can you come here, please? She's like, you tipping? And he's like, give her a couple bucks. I'm like, you motherfucker. So I had to give her money. And he was like, have her put a titty in the window. This is just my head with a big black hand squeezing a titty.
He's rubbing your cheek on one end and the titty on the other.
I was so mad that he fucking bitched me into doing that.
I would never go in the glory hole. Probably the same as you wouldn't, but here's the real deal. There's some famous ones in Tampa.
What do you mean?
Still to this day. Like, they're in adult bookstores.
Oh, hell yeah.
What?
But I met this fat black chick one time, and she told me that guys will pay her to go in there and wait for guys to stick their dick through, and then the guys will blow the other guys.
Wow.
Oh, that'd be the worst thing in the world if I was like, that was the best blowjob I ever got, and then Norton comes out and high fives me. The best one I ever gave, fag.
Damn.
I mean, well, Verzi, you've never done any. You'd never do that. You can't get your shoes dirty. Never mind step in a room where there was they just mopped up somebody else's jizz.
No, yeah. I remember in Times Square years ago when it was like a quarter or like a peep show or whatever. Me and my buddy were like 17 or 18. We went in there and I didn't know what a quarter was. And this thing just split. It was really like a 1 second thing. And then it just closed. And it was like, what was that? It was, you know what I mean? Like someone topless or whatever. And it was just, it was the grossest, like, forgive me, man.
Yeah. I remember the videos too. You had A, B, C, D, and then you had one or two. And it was too much because I'd be sitting there pushing the buttons, going through all these different videos. You know what I mean? Just click, 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 trying to find one.
This one experience you supposedly had, was it all happening the same day?
Yeah, I know. I remember A, B, C, 83, one.
Oh, I used to go to these all the time when I moved to New York. Are you nuts? Are you out of your mind?
Did you get your dick sucked through the window?
No, I never, because you couldn't reach. It was head high.
I see.
You could put a little
my handstand,
jack off while you suck a titty.
Yeah,
do that.
Yeah, you could tickle something. You know what I mean? That's about it. Wash your finger off with a baby wipe. You had to beg him. You had to tip him for the baby wipe. That's why you were tipping him.
Pussy's free, but cleaning the pussy juice off your finger that costs money.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Where did this start?
I used to go all the time, but I remember one time when I knew it was bad when I used to wait to walk in till the coast was clear, and I'd walk in and look at some movies first, and then and then I remember one time I just walked in, went in, bleh, and walked out and waved to the guy, "What's up? See you later."
Yeah,
I didn't give a shit.
Bob, you forgot your punch card.
Yeah.
One in the box to jerk off to.
It wasn't exactly social distancing back then.
Oh. I mean, geez, thank God these
Bobby
things
high five the guy with the same hand.
Yeah, this is gonna really ruin the sex industry, this coronavirus.
Well, the camming industry is skyrocketing though.
That's true. Yeah.
I guess camming's gonna go nuts, but I mean the strippers. I mean, who wants to go to a fucking strip club?
Yeah,
no. Who's gonna want to go to any of it?
Yeah.
Dude, you know you're a man with nothing to lose if you walk into a strip joint one of these days. I mean, if you just stroll in, you know there's some guy like knocking on the door tonight.
Hell yeah!
Just like, well, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Ain't no Chinese motherfucker gonna stop me from getting my dick sucked at a strip club.
What about that Chinese stripper on stage right now, coughing?
She's holding a duck.
Yeah, give me I want a club soda and some soup. Get that chick on stage. Yeah, I think it's
you guys got any Yorkies back there?
what's that animal called again? What is it?
Pangolin.
A pangolin. Where the fuck are pangolins from? Right over there. It's gotta be. I've never heard of a pangolin.
Dude, did you ever see Mike? You gotta know the guy, Mike. Did you ever see or know of that guy, Joe Exotic, that Tiger King?
So no, I was telling Bobby last night. So that guy was in Oklahoma, but Big Cat Rescue is right here in Tampa. I pass it every day on my way to work.
Oh, wow.
That's the woman. That's the woman that he put a hit out on.
So supposedly I'm supposed to have her on the show later on in the week. Did you watch the whole thing?
I did. It was wild.
I'm episode two.
So. Some woman called.
I haven't seen it at all.
Me neither.
Thank God for Mike's shitty internet. He's not gonna bother with that. Not gonna ruin everything. We missed all that. Like, we missed it all. You got everything but good internet.
They were supposed to come today, the cable people, and they didn't.
These
I feel bad.
No, let's what
happened?
What'd you say?
So the handyman from the thing that was out by the
No, the guy with the legs, the no legs.
How are you getting him, Paul?
No, I'm not.
Mike just Mike should use his phone like Verzi, because the 5G would work better than your shitty internet.
For sure.
Mike, resend Mike a thing, and Mike, go on your phone and do it. Download the app on your.
I want you laying on your tummy like Verzi as well.
I want you on your tummy. I check this out, guys. Speaking of being fat, forget about having the perfect beach.
Hold on, I'm going to try to move locations while you do this.
Okay, can you not interrupt me and just do that in your head? Fuck. What do you want, permission?
I'm going to have a drink of water while you do this.
Okay, great. Have a drink of water. Forget about having the perfect beach body. The truth is that carrying too much weight increases your risk of high blood pressure, heart attack, sleep apnea, joint pain, and increased resistance to insulin. That can all lead to diabetes. Look, I just lost 30 pounds. And I feel immediately better not having that much weight on me. Withings, all right? What is going on? Who's making all the noise? Hello?
Good. Keep going.
Okay. Withings has more than 10 years experience in making connective devices that help take control of your health, okay? Withings now has an ecosystem. What's going on, Mike? He fucked up my copy by doing that. All right, Mike, just leave it there for a second, okay, buddy? I don't want to yell at anybody.
Don't yell.
No, I'm kidding. Withings has an ecosystem of award-winning connected devices beyond the scale. Okay, first, wait, they have the scale, though. I got to talk about the scale. That's what I got.
Talk about the scale.
Well, how am I going to talk about the scale when we're talking about... Listen.
It's below. Keep going.
All right, listen. Smartwatches, blood pressure monitors. I have one of their watches, by the way, and I like it because it's actually, it looks like a watch. I have a smartwatch. I have the Garmin, but I have this one and I love it because it looks like a watch, but it also does all the things my Garmin does. It's known for their accuracy and ease to use. Step on Withings smart scale and data from every way in goes directly right to your rated health mate app. Okay, so anytime you step on the scale, it keeps track of all the progress you're doing. It's available on iOS and Android, the app. I got the app on my phone. I step on the scale, and it keeps track of my health as easy as that. So it's on my phone, and I can see the results right in my hand. I lost 30 pounds. Like I said, I step on the scale, and I need that information to help me keep going. It motivates me. And this Withings scale is just fantastic. It's amazing. If you want to take control of your weight or just add muscle, lose fat, Withings Smart Scale can help. It can help you in every aspect of losing weight and being healthy. At every weigh-in, you get a weight, full body composition, weight trend, even a local weather report. In fact, the Tom's Guide recently named Withings Body the best overall smart scale of 2020. Get 25% off body and body composition Wi-Fi smart scale at withings.com/Kelly. For all you fucking chubby motherfuckers out there, and you probably have to cut this, but for all you chubby bastards out there doing this diet with me, trying to lose weight, and there's a lot of you, right now, 25% off this Wi-Fi smart scale at Withings. Withings.com/Kelly. That's Withings, withings.com/Kelly. Go right now, get this scale, lose some weight, get healthy, especially with this virus, all this stuff going around. We need to get healthy. We need to start taking it seriously. And this Withings scale is going to help you. So make sure you go there. All right. Master Withings, master your vitals. We're back.
Nice. I'm trying to get on.
You know, what would be cool is if when we did these Zoom, like podcasts, that was pre-done.
We can't, first of all, I gotta.
I mean, I could have just ate dinner with my family during it.
Well, maybe you should have. All right. I don't know what to tell you. Where
Paul's
is
Matt, Paul's mag is all the setup he did, just turning his fucking phone on. Paul's sitting in his fucking guest bedroom with no mic, no headphones. How dare you, Bobby? I took all this setup for this podcast.
I literally got it leaned up next to one and then teapot.
Going against the light. You fucking framed the shot horribly. Yeah. God forbid Bobby try and make $30 on the withing scale.
Thank you.
Your wife. I'm here for you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
You can throw withings in there for me for having your back on that. I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, know. No. Yeah, you should definitely get a you want a withing scale? Yeah,
Wait, is Mike back to tell that story about the Tiger King?
I don't Mike's back, but we're on some weird thing now. We're off the where we're all on the same thing at the same time. Now whoever's talking is the largest. I don't like this. Can we get back?
Go up to the top right and hit gallery view.
Where gallery view.
All right, gallery view. All right, I want that.
That is okay. On your side.
Okay, that's on your side. It's the other way, right, Mike? Okay, great. Mike, are you on your phone now?
No, so my wife was having problems with the internet, so she just reset the whole fucking thing while I'm in here doing the show.
Nice. Did you hit her?
She texted me. She goes, did that interrupt your thing? I go, yeah. It was right off the internet. You
It'd be great if he came back and one of those guitars were broken.
Just had some, my knuckles.
It had hair. It had hair on the strings.
Ah, oh, Bobby.
Anyway,
I'm sorry, Verzi. I had my whole life taken away. I'm not like your other friend Burr. Where I got enough stored up. I got enough nuts shelled. I'm a squirrel that forgot to fucking collect nuts for the winter. Okay? I got to do a couple commercials in the middle of this to make a little shekels.
You bring that back minutes later. You're bringing that back. I was talking about you beat me to the punch with the guitar and the hair and the guitar. You beat me to the punch.
That's because I couldn't get back to the type of screen I wanted. I wanted all of us in. I can't attack unless I can see you. Yeah, I'm really the amount of content that is being spewed upon America right now is mind-boggling.
Oh yeah,
there are fucking famous comedians all are doing these live type of shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I think part of it is, I think the reason why too is as much as they want to keep what they're doing out there, I just think that it's the same way when a comedian gets the itch to be on stage after not being on stage for four. Like there's just something where they're just like, I need to do something. Like we're so used to like our schedule being like, I got to get out there tonight. I got a show. I got to do a set. Even if I don't have a set, I'm going to go to a club. And these guys are just sitting down and a lot of them like are lonely without families. Yeah. So, you know,
I had to rub it in at the end there, huh, Paul? A lot of them are 30-year-old men quarantined with other 30-year-old men with nothing but Fast and the Furious movies. And
there's a couple of front toothless guys and queens. But Mike, you know what? You could just tell me off the air then.
No, I'm ready to go.
Are you sure?
So the handyman at the big KRS here,
the guy with no legs,
yes, so his son-in-law
I'm sorry,
making me nervous.
I'm sorry, so I keep reading your name, the nonchalant elephant. I told Mike, I go walking through the mall with you is like walking with a nonchalant elephant. that's his name underneath.
I'm never in a hurry. I'm never in a hurry.
Sorry, guys.
Beautiful.
Anyway, I think I found out who killed the guy. The guy that they think that she killed her and fed him to the tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the handyman that did it.
What
your own personal?
You just spoil the whole thing?
No. This isn't in the documentary.
Wow. So the guy with no legs is the theory that he's the one that killed her first husband.
No. The different handyman from the Big Cat Rescue.
Oh, okay. Did it. Got it.
So the woman killed somebody.
They think the woman from Big Cat Rescue, her husband just disappeared. And this hitchhiker that picked her up, she's supposedly with him. And they're still married. And everybody's like, well, where's the husband? Nobody knows. And they adjusted his will to say if he disappeared before it happened. So it looks like, it looks like that they killed him.
Yeah, he's Tiger shit. He's definitely Tiger shit.
So, but no, but this lady called today and said that her son-in-law is the handyman's son. And then he claims the handyman killed him because he was abusive. And this guy came from, had also had an abusive father. And then one day he lost his mind and whacked the guy. We're going to talk to him this week.
Wow.
Bottom of it.
Do some it must be so easy to kill somebody if you work around tigers.
If you have 47 tigers in your backyard.
Do you know how fucking polite I would be to my wife if she was into tigers?
You know, I wish I had 47 tigers and my wife shut the fucking internet off a couple of minutes ago. I got a golden doodle and a turtle.
Yeah. Yeah, a tiger would just be shitting out diamond earrings and jewelry. Yeah, I watched that thing this last night and a little bit today. It's interesting, these tiger people, these animal people, but I always knew that from day one. I remember we were trying to adopt a dog around 20 years ago in LA, and I had to go because we bought a silky terrier from a breeder, and then everybody's like, oh, you should have adopted newer in LA, and all right, let's go adopt one. And I had to go meet all these women, and it's usually middle-aged women that have divorced, or the guy left her because she was, you know, there was dog shit on the carpet every fucking day. The house smelled like piss and fucking yodels. Mm-hmm. And you go in and they're just crazy fucking people. They're nuts. It's like, yeah, adopt Popeye. Why is he? Oh, he has one eye and a half a tail and a broken ear. I'm not taking that shit, dog. Get the fuck out of here. Taking your problem. Things has diarrhea constantly. Fucking winking at you all the time. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually wound up telling one of them. I go, look, when you get a brand new puppy, girl, nothing wrong with it. Small, I'll take it. Other than that, you can keep your... keep your broken fucking.
Give me the good shit. I don't want.
I'm not taking a 14 year old fucking broken dog.
Yeah, I'm not trying to go dog thrift store shopping.
Yeah, every time somebody whistles, it attacks an ankle.
Dude, my mother in law adopted a 10 and a half year old cocker spaniel that was deaf and blind. Oh, and then when she realized, she didn't know how fucked up it was. So then when she found out how fucked up it was, she brought it to my house, and she goes. And I'm fucking sitting outside this thing. This poor thing's name was Benson. It was running into walls and shit. And he was literally running into walls and shit. And she's like, you know, he would be a great dog for this house. And I was like, Jim, get that thing the fuck out of here.
Where's Benson now?
Do you know anyone with tigers, Paul? What do you do when your dog dies? My mother called me one time. Her dog died in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, all right, we'll take care of it tomorrow. And she's like, no, tonight I'm like, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I got to go to work at 6. So I called the place and they said, well, we can get it in the morning. And I go, okay. And I told her, just put it in a garbage bag and leave it outside till tomorrow. And she wouldn't do it.
I have a joke in my act about that, because when Kelby died, we knew he was going that night, and she wound up, she slept in the bed with him and came out. I slept on the couch. And because I, you know, I didn't want to roll over on him, you know what I mean?
Well, we know.
And in my act, I go, I didn't want to roll over and take the last 10 minutes of his life, just there, rip, and just see shit fly across the room on the wall,
eyeballs popping out.
So she literally came out. She's like, what? She goes, all right, I'm going to bed. I'm like, nah, what the fuck am I doing with this? So I went out in the middle of the night, and I fucked up. I panicked. I went out. I in the middle of the night, dug a hole. I put Kelby in.
What?
I dug him up, put him in the backyard. But when I came back in, she goes, did you put the blanket? Did you wrap him in the blanket I left on the table? I was like, no.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I put the dog poem. Did you put his poem and his favorite ball? And I was like, I go, is he King fucking Tut? I didn't know. I just dug him in the ground.
Yeah.
And she goes, you didn't put him in anything? I go, I put him in the, I put him in that plastic Tupperware container. She goes, you can't, He's going to decompose and never go into the ground. He's just going to be, it's going to be like soup.
Yeah.
The next night I had my friend Joe come over because I didn't really know exactly where I buried him. And we went back out the next night and I had, oh, it breaks my heart. I had to dig Kelby back up.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it was terrible. It was like fucking Pet Cemetery. And I had a
exhuming the body.
Yeah.
I pushed the shovel down and just, I was like, I just want to take two pieces, you know? So, I wrapped him in the blanket. I put the poem, I put the ball in, and we put him.
I would have just grabbed him by the leg and threw it in the woods.
No.
And slathered him in peanut butter and threw him in the woods for a coyote.
we had a cat. We had an old cat that died, and my wife made me do that too. Put it in a Tupperware, and then she goes, "Well, we got to go bury it." And I go, "Well, we live in an apartment, so we went to our parents' house, and they live in a townhouse, and all they had was like this little plot of area in front of their garage." So I went out and I dug and dug and dug, and then I hit rock. So I was like, "Fuck it, that's good." So I just put it in to where the Tupperware would just be a little bit underground. And then I just covered it in dirt. 3 weeks later, they sold their townhouse. So imagine being the next people out there going to plant fucking begonias. What is that? And open it up and it's fucking 3 week old dead cat part of soup.
I got
the first time it rains, it just shows up.
Yeah.
We actually cremated Diva.
That's easier.
Yeah, that was easy. She just leave him there, and then you go back and pick her up.
Did you spread like a week ashes?
Later? Dude, I still got them. You want to see them? They're right in there. They're on my dresser. I keep forgetting about them. I swear.
No, dude, I got a frozen.
I swear to God, we were gonna spread her ashes, but it's on my dresser, and it keeps getting the maids keep putting stuff in front of it. So I remember every once in a while. I'm like, we got a fire, and then I forget. Yeah. So she's been on the dress
haunting you.
She's been on the dress for 2 years. Oh, get me Diva. What are you saying?
That's hilarious. Okay. No, I have a my son won a goldfish at a fair, right?
Yeah.
And it was the one where you throw the ping pong balls.
Yeah.
And he fucking got 5 of them for $1. And 4 of them went in, and the carnival worker was confused. Like, my son just started crushing it. So I go home with like a fistful of fucking fish, right? And every day one died, and then the next one died, and then the next one died. But the last one lasted 7 years, and it needed 4 tanks. Dude, this fucking thing, I could have gave it to the aquarium. I actually had to call up and go, listen, is there like an abnormal thing with some of these things? Because like this thing is, I was like, I bought 4 tanks for this kid's in a 20 gallon tank.
It's a goldfish?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was a goldfish that just didn't die, and everything around him died, and he kept living, and I kept having to give him, and they were like, he's going to grow to his environment. Yeah. So I kept buying him and buying him. And then finally, after 7 years, I went in the room and I saw him there. He started slowing down. And then the next day he was done. And my son didn't know. Yeah. And I was like, I can't even flush. It's like trying to flush down a fucking sock down the toilet. I can't flush this. This thing is like almost too big. It's like a giant shit, but it's big.
It's Bobby after he ate that fucking cream football.
Yeah, Bobby took this thing to Chinatown.
You should have made a quick buck, dude. You should have bartered.
So, dude, I'm like, I'm not going to get clogged with this gigantic thing. And this thing is almost like a miracle because it's been 7 years. So it's been in a brown lunch bag in the freezer for like 4 months.
What?
Yeah, it's downstairs.
Go get it right now. Go get it.
Go get it, dude. You gotta get it. I'll get Deaver if you get the fish.
Get it.
I'll go get Deaver.
Are you serious?
Get it. Yeah.
I'm dying to see it.
All right, fuck it. I'm getting it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is awesome.
What do you think it looks like? Just fucking gross or frozen perfectly.
I think it's probably nice and maybe a little frostbitten, but I think it looks pretty good if I had to guess.
Yeah.
I'm much more interested in this fish than the ashes, if I'm being honest.
I don't know what we're going to do with the ashes. Just look at them. Yeah, yeah. What's the vibe with the ashes?
I'd fall for that nonsense when my pet dies. I love my pets, but I'm not going to, Like when that guy came over to get my mother's dog, he was like, "Well, there's some options." I go, "Stop."
Just a coffin for a fucking dog.
Ashes.
A spiritual journey for
some
your
clothes on.
Yeah.
Afterlife.
We can put clothes on.
Jewelry. We can make jewelry out of the ashes. The
Who the fuck
are you? Got a
put the clothes on.
Mike, you got a dead animal too?
Yeah, Mike, what are you doing?
My dog died 2 months ago.
Miss Diva.
Hey, hang on. Let me go kill one of my animals. I'll be right back.
I'll go strangle my roommate.
Yeah.
All right.
Come here, dog.
Oh, my God.
I want to be a part of this fucking show.
What is that?
Hold on. Here comes the fish.
The fish. Shut in the a fucking fuck Whole Foods bag.
Smell it. Smell it.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Fish reveal.
Huge fish reveal unboxing.
Dead fish unboxing.
Yo, can I get sick with this shit?
No, yeah, you get, that's you're how. How do you think fucking this whole virus thing started?
Start don't make a
stew out of it.
It's kind of bent in half, but I got to do it like this.
Call your kid in here real quick.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wait. Where is he? Wait. Let me see.
Would you get that from a koi pond?
My God, Verzi, that came from a carnival? What the dude? That's
no way.
Try it again.
That was an accident. They gave that to the carnival by accident.
That's an X-Men fish.
Yeah,
that's
dude. That's God. That's like Godzilla, dude. That's
things.
Dude, four tanks, almost 7 years.
You just send that to a lab.
And the thing is like
Why do we still have it?
So I couldn't flush it. And my son was like, "Daddy, what are you gonna do with it?" And he was a little upset and he was trying to hold it together because it's been his pet for 7 years.
Yeah.
So I go, so Sal Vacano, who's got the heart of a freaking, you know, saint, he had his goldfish frozen in ice for 6 years because he said he didn't know what to do with it. So I just go, I don't have water. I just put this thing in a bag. I'm Italian.
Yeah. You know?
So this thing has been sitting there. And they did tell me, they go, they're supposed to live, if they're like healthy, 6 to 10 years, and they grow to their environment. And this thing did that. If I would have got that thing a bigger tank, it would have gotten even bigger.
That's the crazy. Like a Ziploc or something, not just like.
I love, you know what? I love. Don't think I didn't know. Let's get this clear for a second, okay? Let's get this clear with everybody.
Yeah.
Don't think for a second I didn't know you guys were trying to call me out on a story that wasn't real. Okay.
Let's go see it. No,
that's not true.
The fish.
I thought you had it for sure.
I knew you had it. Nobody thought you were lying. You paranoid fucking guinea. Okay.
No, you know, but Bobby, go get it. Let's see it.
No, because I wanted to see it. You fuck.
I was wearing a wire. I didn't know you guys are wearing a wire right now.
Yeah. Paul, I don't believe your goldfish story. Say it again. this makes that's me sad goldfish. To see little Diva.
Where's Diva's ashes? Where are you gonna put them?
I don't know. They're right here. I've never looked at them. Ooh boy. I don't even know how to open this. I think it's like tricky. Oh, you gotta unscrew it.
Explodes all over you.
That would be incredible.
If it explodes and you look like Ash Wednesday, it'll be the best thing ever.
Oh God.
It's just a paw print right
now. And then he just threw up and started crying.
We're still streaming on YouTube.
Of course.
Bobby, rub some of it into your skin so you guys could be like one.
What do you think? I'm a listener?
Yeah. I'll give you blue oyster cult
tickets
for it. Yeah, give it. Yeah. Yeah. You have blue
oyster cult. You Motley Crue tickets if you do it, Bobby.
All right, man. Okay. Dude, rub it on your. Yeah, take your dog and rub it. You an asshole. What if I?
Just a little bit.
Will you, it looks like a big tit every time you take a sip of that. Fucking.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God, Verzi. Well, that's the biggest goldfish ever. And I had the same thing. Here's the thing. Max won a goldfish at one of those little carnivals.
And you ate it?
No. The guy said, my wife was like, "Look, I don't need another, I don't want a pet. How long?" He goes, "It's going to last a week." The guy from the carnival was like, "It's going to last a week." She's like, "All right, fine." Thing lasted for a year and a half, but my wife tried to murder it like 5 times.
What?
Yeah, because, dude, we went on vacation. And I was like, "Well, what about the fish? What about him?"
and we come back in 7 days. We went 7 days once. We came back. I'm like, the fish is dead. It was kind of floating on its side. She's like, oh, thank God. All of a sudden, it just perked up and started doing that. And Max is like, hey, blup, blup.
Yes. You could get a vacation. You could get like a vacation pellet that you put in.
What's that?
If you go away for a week or 2 weeks, there's something at the pet store. It's just one little, like, it's actually one pellet that you drop, and it just, they eat for a week or two.
I wish they did that with dogs. That's the one thing about having a dog is you can't go on fucking vacation. You either got to pay to board it or pay to take it with you. And most times you can't take it with you. It'd be great if they had a little vacation pellet for a dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just a big hunk. Just give it a whole, like a little side of a cow. Leave outside. They can just get their own leisure.
You can just make a vacation room, a dog room, where it can just shit, piss, and eat for a week and not die. And then just have a maid come in the day before you come home and clean the dog vacation room.
That's right. Turn the shed into the shit room.
Yeah, but back in the day, dogs used to stay outside.
Fend for themselves.
They had a dog house.
Yeah.
And I know people that still leave their dogs out. But for some reason, we take them in now. What's that?
I mean, leaving your dog outside overnight is I mean.
It's not though, Verzi. They're out. They're supposed to. They have fur.
They're animals.
Your dog was lived outside its whole life until you rescued it from fucking Aruba, you fucking lunatic.
That thing was in a fucking dumpster.
Yeah. Your dog's like the movie Blindside.
You got a big dumb black dog?
No, Jesus, Michael.
Come on.
An exceptional talented dog, Mike.
Yes.
I don't know. I never saw a dog before.
Oh God, you should end it there. Entire
life.
Anyways, I love having a dog. I love the dog, but I swear to God, it really affects me at this age. I would rethink getting a dog again because that's another fifth. And my wife feeds it better than me, for God's sakes. I mean, she makes chicken. I came in one night and she made chicken breasts. I'm going to put some on a salad. She's like, that's for the dog. I'm like, there's a fucking pandemic.
Speaking of that, dude, is this thing thawing out? I got to fucking do something with this thing.
The what? Fish?
No. Go put that back in the freezer, dude.
Put it in the trap.
Bro, bring your son in here now. I'll explain it to him.
Nothing would make me happier as if Paul's cat just had it in its mouth on the fucking back while he was talking. He was just yapping, and the cat was just gnawing
its eye out of its frozen skull.
Circle of life.
And it released some other fucking pandemic, and he was ground zero for the fucking goldfish pandemic.
The podcast flu.
Oh my God. All right, we're listening. What?
My daughter's fish died the other day, and she's 7. And I just said, let's get this out. Let's fix this right now. And she goes like, my fish died. I go, you know, that fish costs $6. Let's just go buy a new one. And now she understands how money works. And we just went down to the fish. She didn't give a shit.
About the economy.
And she wasn't even mad. She was like, oh, fuck it. $6. If this one dies, we'll get another one.
I mean, that's why I like fish, because you can do that. But dogs, you can't do that.
No, dogs you keep for a while. Yeah, I got you weren't talking about leaving. I leave my tortoise outside. But he lives in like a fucking hotel. He's got heat in there.
Hell yeah.
He's got a fan.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have somebody that comes in the yard and picks his shit up.
Yeah, it must be nice to have money.
No, it costs $15 a week. It costs $15 a week for them to go through my yard and pick up my dog shit. And I go, would you pick up tortoise shit? And they go, well, it's just like having two dogs. We'll charge an extra $5. I go, so for $20 a week, you'll clean all the shit in my backyard. They said, it's the best deal ever.
I'm moving to Tampa.
What does tortoise look like?
I'm moving to Tampa. The guy's got a mansion for what it would cost for a house up here, right? And he got, for $20 a week, somebody picks up your pet shit.
It's turtle shit.
For $20 a week, it picks up turtle shit and dog shit.
I mean,
and the turtle shit is this big.
Wow.
It's a fucking, that turtle, a turtle just shits.
I would have never guessed.
It looks like hay barrels.
What do they eat? Just grass? What is it?
Lettuce. Romaine lettuce.
Nice.
Killing me. Yeah. It's expensive to feed that fucking turtle.
Yeah, why'd you get a turtle? And they live for 100 years. It's like you can never not have that thing. That's going to be a burden on your kids when you die. Who's taking dad's tortoise? Oh, shit.
I've trained the kids. They'll just snap its neck and put it in the coffin with me.
Right. In the coffin. Fuck that. Make soup.
You want to be buried like an Egyptian prince? You want to be buried with your turtle? Or
cremate me and stick me in the shell with the turtle.
You do the turtle, put it on some romaine, you'll live forever.
I'd sell that to the Chinese.
I got a good 8-foot alligator in the backyard the last couple of days.
Saw it?
Yeah, I did saw it.
And you let your dog out there too, right?
Yeah, but my dog's big. My dog scares it. It just lays there to sun itself. It's not really threatening, but it's been out a lot.
Yeah, I love that you're just you're an animal expert all of a sudden. How do you know it's not out there to sun itself?
Because it's out there taking the sun, and golfers are golfing 8 feet away from it. It doesn't even give a shit.
But what? What'd you say, Mike? You always have a good one, but everybody steps on it. Go ahead.
I was wearing sunglasses. It wasn't worth it.
I want everybody to take a pause for that
really
one.
It's really tough to be called to repeat that joke.
He started shitting on his own joke before he finished it. Because I was going to say, no, it's terrible.
Look how creepy Diva looks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. This has got dark.
Like that red light. That's it.
Diva. This
like she's actually stuffed in there.
Yeah. I never had a cremated. She just pushed her face in there. I just jammed her in a real small box.
Decapitated her. Just kept her head.
It's a new business, petmush.com.
Yeah, dude, having a tortoise, it must be a pain in the asshole.
It's not. I go out there once a day. Usually when I'm walking the dog, I throw it a couple of things of romaine. I hang out with it for a little while, then I go.
But it doesn't give you any pleasure. What does it do?
Oh, it does. It runs to you. You go out there and you sit out there. It runs up
to you. It runs to you?
Yeah, yeah. It moves fast. You can pet it. You can pet his head. And then when he's eaten, like, you can go to my tortoise Instagram page, RalphieTheTortoise.com or Instagram / RalphieTheTortoise. And you can watch videos of him eating. It's infectious.
Wait, Mike, can't they like take a finger or no?
They can, but they're a vegetarian, so it would only be an accident. It would only be an accident. If your finger gets too close to its mouth and it bit you, it's just because it was trying to eat the food. But I can go and grab his head and rub his head.
How old is he?
22.
It's hilarious.
I always wanted one.
You've got a middle-aged tortoise.
Dude, I got a friend with a bird, an African gray, that could live to 90. And he's just like, he'll like walk by, and the bird will just be like, you know, talk to you. And then be like, how old is that thing? And it's in its 30s.
Oh, it's crazy. There's my tortoise and my dog looking at each other.
Oh, nice.
Dude, that's fucking nuts, dude.
Wow.
I'm with you. I like a tortoise. I fuck with that.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? You guys run the same speed. You have the same exercise regimen.
I'll race it.
But a way different diet.
Get that romaine the fuck out of my face.
All right. Well, listen, man. This has been a fun episode, dude.
So fun. Thank you for having me, man.
I think we should. It kind of makes me want to do all of my YKWDs like this.
This is fun. Zoom's fun. Yeah.
Zoom is gonna. I wish I bought fucking stock in this company.
Oh my god.
20 days ago.
If anything, I'm not convinced they didn't start this. They're caking up right now.
Yeah, I mean they are.
You know this is the dead animal episode.
Yeah,
but it is really flawless and convenient just to stay home, and you don't really lose anything.
No, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that.
That kid watching the room.
Except for that. Except for your wife going, are you ready? What? we'll go back to the studio as soon as we can do it.
I think so. She might have heard me say, thanks for having me.
Oh, okay.
Or I just saved her.
All right. Well, listen, Verzi, what do you got going on, buddy?
I mean, what?
No, I mean, what?
Not I don't know, I'm gonna be in sweatpants for the next 57 days. Check out my Instagram, Twitter, all that, man. No, man, I'll be honest with you. I'm like you, Bobby. I got a little I'm definitely a little bit under the weather. So I'm just trying to, whatever, man, weather that storm, whatever it is, and stay in the house. You know what I mean?
Tylenol, saying, baby.
Yeah, they're saying that so many people either already had this. Like now people are coming out going like, yeah, like 3 weeks ago, I had a cough for 2 weeks. I was in bed with a fever. Doctor was just like, yeah, ride it out. And then now they're like, oh, it all makes sense. So I think there's a lot of people that had it. I think there's a lot of people living with it now. We just found out, my mom just found out, her friend's daughter had a bunch of people. All of the emergency room workers I heard are getting it and shit. So I'm just whatever I got, I'm just going to ride it out, man. So I hope you guys stay safe. And I want to do this again with you guys for sure.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you later. All right.
All right, I'm going to get the fish back in the freezer.
All right, hey, what do you got there, Stavi?
Not much. I mean, I'm the same way. I got, of course, listen to Come Town, listen to Pod Don't Lie. I do a basketball podcast with Sam Morrell. That we do.
How do you turn this thing off?
good thing we didn't talk shit about you.
What the fuck, Gab?
Just hit off.
Just leave.
He's eating in the bottom right. You can't blame it on me. What the fuck, Gab?
So I think I'm gonna start Twitch streaming some more too. So twitch.tv/StaviBaby.
By the way, fuck you, Stavi.
What's that?
I text you when you were coming to Tampa and you didn't even text me back, you dick.
I'm sorry.
I heard Stavi's getting like that. A couple people. Oh,
there we go.
When did you text me?
Hang on, let me finish my point. A couple people that know Stavi from when he was kind of coming up around me. I've been like, yo, what's up with your boy Stavi? He's all fucking that now. And I'm like, what do you mean? I love the guy. Well, he did this. He didn't respond to me. He doesn't talk to me.
Who? We got to talk offline.
I literally just made up all those. Mike is my
No, cat. I wanted to come. I tried to fucking come on, but I was in Tampa for one night, just Sunday. That's it. I got a text message.
It was sold out. He didn't need you, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I love doing the show. I'd love to come on.
Sold out. Didn't need you.
No, not anymore. Now you ruined it.
No, it didn't sell out.
I'm sorry. He needed you. Next time, have him on.
Kobe died. You know, what can I say? It was a tragic day.
Ari had something to say.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'd love to come on for real.
Oh, it's too late now.
Damn it.
You're out.
Well, there you go. That's the way my. How'd you get a logo behind you, dude?
You like that?
I do. Is that from? Oh, okay. I thought that was in the. It was like you put it in
digital.
It would be horribly placed. It's like behind him.
No, it actually is beautifully placed because you're like, well, oh, that's Mike's logo. It's kind of nice. What's up?
I wasn't raising my hand to talk.
What were you doing?
I was saying that it should be up here.
Yeah. I just put it down earlier. I had to do a local TV thing through FaceTime, so I just threw it in the bag.
What was the local TV thing?
They did a story on this thing we're doing to raise money for bartenders, so they wanted to Skype it in because they didn't want to breathe any germs on me. So I just threw it in the bag.
That's funny. Every day you're putting a new bartender up, right?
Yeah, every day. And,
it's just coincidence that they're smoking hot, big-titted bartenders every day?
All the Tampa bartenders are hot fucking girls. I mean, guys up there too.
There's not one middle-aged guy at a little fucking regular VFW bar that might need some help right now.
Carl has not emailed me yet to let me know.
All right, Stavi, thank you for coming on, brother.
Of course, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, you want to do the Comedy Cellar thing soon too? They do that at night. They asked me if you wanted to be on.
What's that?
It's the Comedy Cellar nightly. They do a show every night. Same type of thing. Same
podcast.
Thing. Yeah, Noam's on it. Same thing we're doing now, except probably less funny.
He's too cool.
It's definitely not as funny as this.
I'm down.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right.
I'll have Liz get in touch with you, kid.
Thanks, bro.
All right. Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you later. Gabby, what do you got?
I probably have Corona. I've been exposed.
Oh yeah, her father, Mike. Yeah,
my dad has.
I know. I love your dad.
He's the best.
What is your who's your mom?
She was a music promoter.
No, I know. What is her name? Was it April?
Lexi. Oh, April's my mom. Lexi.
April's your mom.
Yeah.
I met her back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's wild. When?
So I can tell you exactly. It was 17 years ago. It was the first time. Because they were down here in Tampa, and I was hanging out. And yeah, that was the first time I remember, because it was like the week before I got married.
You were a little baby.
So yeah. You might have even been there.
What year?
17 years ago, 2003.
I was a baby.
Yeah.
That's buddy. That seems like it was yesterday. That's me, 17 years ago.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
That's crazy. She was a little baby. Look at her now. Look at her now. Oh, now she's just a spoiled millennial.
How is your dad doing?
He's good. It's like the flu with him. So he's just had like kind of intense flu symptoms, but he doesn't have to go to the hospital. He doesn't need a ventilator or anything.
All the times he's been to Asia, he's got it. He's had it before.
Yeah, my dad has gotten everything. He is on the malaria drug and it's working, but he already has malaria. He's had mono, shingles, rare stomach bug.
Definitely gonorrhea in the 80s.
He's everything. We were like, we should have put money on the fact that you were going to get it.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but he's got some fucking awesome rock and roll doctor. He just calls up, though. You know that.
Yeah, our neighbor is a doctor and he just comes over and...
Yeah, just take this pill. This is only the government has this pill. This is for the president and the vice president, but I got you five. You know what I mean? Yeah, so he's going to be all right.
He's going to be fine. But my mom has it too, but she has zero symptoms.
Now, but she might have them soon.
I bet you she has no symptoms the whole time.
What about you? Do you feel sick?
No. My quarantine ended today, where I wasn't supposed to go anywhere.
I got penicillin because I think I got an ear infection or something from swimming in a pool a couple of weeks ago when I had a cold. Maybe that was the corona, because I keep getting a low grade fever twice a day, and then it goes away.
I think my son had it. I think my son had it about 3 weeks before everybody was talking about it, because he had all the symptoms. He had the fever. He was nauseous. He had respiratory problems. And then he got over it. He's only 13. He got over it pretty quick. And then all of a sudden everybody was talking about it. And my wife's like, he definitely had it.
Crazy.
Damn. I said, don't tell anybody, because then we'll get ostracized.
Isn't it weird that you'll get ostracized for this thing, but it's just the flu?
No, I don't. I'm so happy being stuck in my house. I don't care.
Yeah.
New York is weird. There's a weird energy in New York for sure.
Yeah, it is. It's a weird. And Mike, how's your family doing?
They're doing fine.
Yeah, how are you doing? You,
I'm doing good. There's just two cats on me for some reason.
Are you allergic to cats?
You smell like tuna. That's the reason.
You're allergic to.
I'm mildly allergic to cats. Yeah, and they keep wanting to get on me.
His tail is literally in your ear.
Yeah.
I'd be glad if you just took him and threw him in front of us.
We're like, whoa!
Another cat died today. Another pet.
All right. Well, of course, Mike, you have Mike Calta show every day. You have your bartender thing that you do on Instagram and Twitter to raise money for the local bartenders, even though they're smoking hot. They're sevens and above. I think you made sure. Right. Isn't that what it's called? Eight and above. Gabby's a six and a half. So she's
a fucking 10.
What do you think Gabby is? She's a 10.
You're on my side.
Mike.
Oh, Gab, listen, not to be a creep, but Gabby's a strong nine.
I'll take it. Yeah.
A strong nine?
Strong nine. How old are you?
26.
Oh, I don't feel like that much of a creep.
You're 26, Gabby?
I'm 26.
Oh, I thought you were like 22.
No, I'm fully 26.
Oh, wow.
It was my birthday last week.
Oh, happy birthday. Did I say that to you?
You did.
I did, right?
Yeah.
I sang to you, didn't I?
You did.
Okay. Happy birthday, Gabby. Mike, are you sleeping? Okay, there you go. All right, so I want to thank everybody on Patreon who's watching live. Are there people watching live, Mike?
Yes.
Great. Thank you for being members of this. I know you're home stuck, some of you, so I hope this is giving you some entertainment that you need and you like. All you new people, I want to say thank you. Next week, we're going to have the names, right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Well, every week all the new people, we should have did this. We get new people, we read the names, Mike.
What are the names? What does that mean?
Well, I read all the new people's names. I go through them all.
That's hokey.
No, it's beautiful. Mike, tell them. You love it, don't you, Mike?
People love it.
This goes out to you, Phil Morris and
I'll tell you why it's funny, because a lot of these guys make up names. Like Lizard Dick 759.
So, I know him.
You'll go through it and it'll be like Gary Chuckum. And I fuck up the names because I can't read or spell. So I literally butcher everybody's name. And then it's a very fun one. So, we'll read that next week. And Mike, you'll be here. We'll be back tomorrow, right?
Yeah. What are we doing, dude? Tomorrow, 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock tomorrow.
I'm in.
Is that cool? You want to do earlier? I can do earlier.
Oh, I like 7 o'clock.
All right. Let's do 7 o'clock tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Bye, kids.
Mike, I'll see you tomorrow. Gabby, stay safe. See you next week.
Yep.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow. You guys watching, thanks for being a member of the Patreon. Thanks for being YKWD fans. And stay safe, stay inside. Social distancing. And this will all be over very soon, right? According to Trump, a couple more days. So I'll see you guys next week. You know what, dude? Shut it down, Mike.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.